Hello, Christian. Hello, Charlotte,
Hello.
Stefan, Deborah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Zoom only shows me. Oh, there are seven participants. Okay. Interesting. I thought I was
I
the
guess it's
only
a new
one.
version, right? So, and it shows person who is talking, it looks like.
Ah.
Good morning, I guess.
Hi, good morning.
All right, guys. When should we start? So let's get down to business. So as I posted into the Slack channel, so today we want to talk a little bit about different topics, right? So first of all, I will cover around some CSPs and then jump to some Flower stuff. Okay, I'm sharing my screen. Looks like you should be able to see it. All right, Ramson stuff, right? So here is a dashboard for Ramson CSP number one. So we released Ramson CSP without special notification for everyone regarding dates and so on and so forth. So because we've got a quite huge backlog of different stuff on it, unfortunately, we decided to make it urgently due to some production issues, right? So we identified some
Watch
issues
out.
with pops up, and so our production upgrades were blocked, so that's why we made this decision. I hope such findings will help everyone going to adopt Ramson soon to be more safe, right? So yeah, because I guess EBSCO is first who's adopting Ramson's release right now. That's why so you can benefit from it. And also
Just checking, Alexi, because I saw the wiki page, and so it was released on the 3rd. Is that right?
It's correct.
Okay, thanks.
So I posted messages as usual, to notify people, about this release. And also I already created a dashboard for CSP number two. So for now we've got 21 tickets on it. And I proposed dates, to just somewhere at the beginning of May. So I don't know, is it convenient to everyone or not? My suggestion was based on facts, that we've got too many things on our plate, and that's why we need to make it like step by step, right? So to deal with only one thing at a time. Yeah, so yeah, because we also at the middle of April we have planned Kusnele CSP number 11. Yeah, so and that's why I just want to separate CSPs a little bit, just to make sure that we'll have enough time to test it effectively. And also I expect that we can collect more feedback, during this period. Yeah, so maybe something urgent will also come up to our plate, and then we will decide what need to be done or what should not be done. So yeah, any questions related to ROMs and CSP number one? All right. Yeah, if no questions, yeah, let's move on. And so guys, yeah, so as I said before, these dates that I just added into the dashboard is just like drop dates, right? So if we'll have something urgent, or it'll maybe just need to extend a little bit CSP2 by some time which is required to fix something. So yeah, let's talk about it separately. Yeah. So and we are always open to like to discussion. All right. Yeah. So in this case, we've done with Ramson stuff. Yeah. So and let's move to Sunflower. Yep. So first of all, we've got this test plan for our like a non-consortia testing. Yeah. So and here you can see right now we've got like around 35% of test passed. And in order to these 35, I guess 7 also failed, but most of them are failed in automated section. Yeah, so you see here that you've got 429 tickets failed, and in manual section only 19 failed. Yeah, so but in manual section, I guess our pass rate is not so good. So we during last week we executed only 10% of test cases. Yeah, so and we still have huge tests that need to be done. So right now I'm talking about non-ECS. Yeah, so non-ECS setup on folio of single tenant installation. Yeah, so and still, yeah, so we have quite huge amount of work that need to be done. So yeah. Yeah, so and in this order, yeah, so honestly, yeah, so I guess yeah, most of our QAs right now are focused on ECS setup together with developers, and here we've got quite better picture. Yeah, so and we assume to finish test case execution by the end of this week, and after that our resources will be like moved to another setup, right? So and that's why from my standpoint we cannot assume that up to like April 11 everything all testing will be finished, right? So because right now, yeah, so if you're talking about non-ECS setup, our like progress is not so good. Yeah, so we our community testers are passed only 400 of tests. It's not sufficient, right? So and that's why probably we need to socialize idea that GE date is April 28th, probably will be slipped into like into the May. Yeah, because we definitely cannot announce Sunflower until all our setups will be fully tested. So it's
Okay.
as
Yeah,
yeah.
sorry to interrupt you.
Sure, yeah.
How many tests have been claimed by testers outside of EBSCO to do the testing?
Additionally, 400. Here you can see 450 test has been claimed.
So that's 11% of the overall number of tests.
So 10% has been passed plus 11 claimed. It's been 22 and 21 in total.
I see.
It's
So
not so much.
there are still 80% of tests that need to be claimed by people.
Exactly.
And so are you asking for folks in this group to reach out to the community and ask for
That would be good, yeah. So, but again, based on the history, so usually community volunteers are passing around 1,000 of tests over the bug fest, yeah. So, and even you've got a lot of people, they're trying to execute some small number of tests, right? So they are not fully engaged on like permanent full engaged during this 2 weeks of Bugfest with test ex text execution. Yeah, unfortunately. So that's our reality. So maybe we
Yeah.
can even advertise it more like but again, I do not expect significant growing of like executed tests by community, unfortunately. Yeah, I guess please go.
Yeah.
I can.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was gonna say I can get out messages to people. I mean it's not we're not gonna find somebody who can spend all of their time doing testing. It's just not, you know, and I know a lot of the smaller libraries, they just really don't have time to do much testing of any type, but we can probably get more testing going and we can recommend to the stakes to like take this week to do testing instead of meetings or something, just to release some time to help.
Yeah, that will help, definitely help, Kristen. I think Mike has a hand first before I make any comment. Mike, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I was wondering if you may already be reporting the stuff to PC or someone, but if we had a couple of slides that showed the statistics of how Bugfest has gone, I think that would be very helpful. I mean, it's in some ways alarming that the community is only picking up 20% of the Bugfest tests, and we're relying on EBSCO to do the other 80%. So that's one comment. If you had any data like that over previous releases, that I think that would be helpful. I could certainly bring that to the community college. I mean, to the community college, to the community council, and maybe the community college too, if I decide to go back. And then the second question that I had was, is EBSCO prioritizing ECS functionality over non-ECS in terms of testing because you've got a contractual commitment that's coming up? Or I'm just wondering sort of how does that get picked?
I can comment on the first one. Yeah, we do have all that data, but it's all industrial. We can put a slide together, so that's not a problem. For second one, Mark, do you want to take that or you want me to take that?
Mark,
By
you're on
the way,
mute if you're talking.
that's no criticism. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, definitely our testers are prioritizing ECS functionality, running through the ECS Bugfest right now from the EPAM side. So we are making progress there. But in the past, also community, has been helping about 20%, like Lexi said, about 1,000 tests, roughly, here and there. So that is, kind of discouraging that community is not participating enough. But yeah, for ECS, we are definitely, prioritizing that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
just
we
to
have to due to deadlines.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, guys, just to confirm Yeager's words and my initial statement I posted into the chat, our statistics from Ramsans, and it's mostly even a little bit better than it was in Kisneria. Yeah, but still, community testers can run and execute not more than 20% of tests. Yeah,
Mike,
unfortunately.
So,
also, in addition to us, because we've got deadlines, we also made the assumption that the community in general isn't really set up or interested in testing the consortia functionality for the most part, because at least most of the people that are active in the community are not set up in a consortia type situation either. But we have to get it tested, so.
yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate the transparency. Thanks.
Yeah, is there a way, Mike, we can encourage some of the index data folks to participate more, like maybe even developers in index data side?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, sorry to be blunt, but we've
No,
got
no,
we're
makes
a very
sense.
small team, and we're busy testing the things that we've developed primarily.
Okay.
Yeah, so in this case, yeah, so what action item can I take on my side? So together with you, Gash, I try to
Hold up,
yeah,
Alexei.
please hurry.
Kalila, you have your hand up?
Yeah, so Alexei and Yogesh, if we look at automate tests, there's quite a few failed. Do we know how those issues are being communicated to teams?
Let's check. Yeah, let's check. We can walk through the failed. Unfortunately, so it's just initial run. So we do not have triaging. So our Maria team has not been triaged it yet. So I guess only when we finished with ECS, I guess guys from our automated team can deep dive into like triaging of these failures within non-ECS run.
So, is it the same rate for the ECS? This number of fails?
Let me check. Yeah, here we've got a little bit better, but situation. Yeah, but at the same time, I guess guys are working on triaging. Here you can see some defects already assigned. Yeah, so and yeah, we will continue this process.
Would it help to just send these directly to POs to help with the triaging of both?
Yeah, some tests can fail by some instability. Yeah, that's why first we need to finish analyze within Maria team, right? So just to understand, is it issue with the test or it's issue with instability or it's functional defect? Yeah, so because right now here you can see quite plenty of failed defects or failed tests. 400, more than 400. So I guess it not be so easy just to PO to walk through 400 of tests.
So the short is anywhere you see failed with the FAB ticket, that's on QA's code. Anywhere you see a ticket or defect with a failed on, other modules, those are module owners. So those are the ones POs can look at it, but we can put a list together and send it over to you. And those are part of the dashboard anyways, right? They're marked as the label, the sunflower label. That we created, so the dashboard picks up automatically those tickets as well.
Which dashboard?
Alexi, can you share that dashboard for the sunflower bug test?
Sure,
I mean,
it's
it's off
here.
of the wiki as well. I can send it over.
Yeah, it's here. Here it is. Yeah, so I
Sure.
can post a link into the chat. So it's link with the defects, I guess. Yeah, so it's dashboard with the defects.
Yeah, they. I'm not sure they're tying together, but I'll take a look at the failed tests and then send to POs.
Sure,
Yeah, and
sure.
you may want to give it a day or so because we do run these, and until they're analyzed or triaged, there's no point. It's going to show you only failed. There's no defect. I do see some right now are in progress. Like for the 433 failures of the recent run that we had, we don't have a triage yet, fully. And I think that should get triage. I mean, I'm getting back today, but that should get triage as a top priority.
All right. So, yeah, let me propose some kind of action items here related to some flower stuff. What I can suggest here, we can work together with Yogesh to understand what's the remaining effort. Yeah, just to calculate somehow our delay, right? So, and propose a new timeline taking into account these delays. Maybe I will have some meeting this week, end of this week, to discuss this new timeline for Sunflower. What do you think?
That
I'm
sounds good
okay
to
with
me.
that.
Sounds good. All
Yeah.
right. Any questions? Additional questions? All right. If no questions, looks like you're done. So, Mike, I posted a link to Kisnelia into our chat. I will try to find also the same statistics for Poppy, but still. So picture mostly the same, right? So in Kisnelia, community volunteers executed only 13% of test cases, unfortunately. So yeah, it's hard to draw on their help.
Thank you, much appreciated.
Are
All
we
right.
done?
Yeah, looks like we're done for today. Yeah.
All
Thank you
right.
so much. Yeah, see
Thank
you
you.
later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.